Hello, and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, episode 38. 9. Today I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hello there.
Tom Looney.
Hi.
Oh, you wacky. And Joe McGrath, who's in the corner.
Clapping himself.
Miles away.
Unfortunately, we don't have Dave this week because we can only have three in the room because of COVID.
How did
Boris.
Take the news.
Very well.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
That's Dave.
Yeah. This one goes out to Dave Raves.
Big up yourself.
Imagine next week on Dave Raves, it's going to be me.
Boris, you were saying.
Yeah. It's just been announced that Manchester's staying in tier three. Yeah.
It's going to be more tiers than three. wicked joke. That.
Spelled differently, you idiot. Yeah.
I don't know how to spell, mate. Yeah? Blame the education system, yeah. Fuck Boris.
Fuck Boris. And Cameron.
Tony Blair when I was a kid,
so yeah. It
would be him, yeah. I guess.
Andy Burnham, who some people are blaming this on.
Well, my education.
No, your
Fuck
education.
Fuck you, Andy Burnham.
Gordon Brown.
Yep.
He was there for a bit.
John Major.
No, you old I've said twice. And three times now.
Why I'm looking at that camera.
Stupid bitch.
Oh, no.
Grandpa can't wipe the camera.
Can't do my customary look to the camera.
just poke your head around.
You can say that again.
False.
Just not getting me.
We're in this new room that Joe's found.
Yeah, really unsettling.
I like it. I like it though. It sort of it feels like my girlfriend's dad's gonna walk in at any point. It's that sort of vibe.
Well, we have a guest today.
Yeah. We don't because Dave's not here. That'd be harsh on Dave. We don't have enough mics. But girlfriend's dad's gonna pop in. We had a week off from the podcast.
Yep, much deserved.
Just down to Corona.
Yeah.
Just down to Corona.
Sure.
But we did a couple of videos. We did Tom's birthday. You're now 30.
I
Congratulations.
Am. Yeah, thank you very much.
Proud of you, man.
Thank you for making a fuss.
Yeah.
Very appreciated.
Didn't make a fuss.
It was nice. You
made
know,
memories.
Just, yeah.
Opened my house up to guests, which... Yeah.
That was odd.
That wasn't part of the making a fuss.
I got fucking stir fry all over my floor, which took me minutes to clean.
No one asked you to put stir fry on the floor. In fact, you said you were going to put wet cooked cabbage.
I really wanted to do boiled cabbage. But, you know, some people were like, oh, it'll make a mess because it's wet.
Yeah. But you enjoyed the night?
No, I did, yeah. I had no idea of the premise going into it. You know, you kind of kept that to yourselves.
Yeah. Probably had to.
Well, you had to, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect on Max's night.
Yeah.
I kind of knew you
Neither
were going
to... Neither did I.
Yeah, I knew you were going to kind of throw, an extravagant party in that sense.
That's what I do.
Yeah, regardless.
Yeah.
But going into the second night, I really had no idea what to expect, and it didn't disappoint.
Well, for those of you that haven't watched the video, it was a
£10...
Fuck off. Yeah. It was a £10 birthday versus a £1,000 birthday. Mm. I had the £1,000 birthday because... Yeah. We initially, Max made a joke about him spending £1,000 recklessly. I just sort of stayed in my mind, so I stopped that. It was really good, though. I mean, some incredibly awkward moments in your night.
Do you know, I actually felt more awkward at Stephen's party, though.
Yeah.
Because I was filming you. Because like, when we first sort of were setting up, it was like, keep your camera trained on Tom. Yeah. So I'm just stood there silently, breathing so heavily. Because I've kept my arms up in this position all night. I can just hear myself going...
It's sort of like a whistling.
Yeah,
as well.
That was when I tried to breathe through my nose.
I tried to talk to you, like, even in between shots and stuff, but you were just...
You've got to realise...
I didn't tell him to do that to you.
I wasn't at the party.
Lack of oxygen.
If I talk, I will literally die. But the first night was... they were both just insane.
Yeah,
that's
it.
But... What better way to spend your 30th?
So I thought at one point I did say this is the worst party I've ever been to.
That's
just because it was a bit weird.
If you had to rate them out of 10?
8, 9 for you.
Wow. That's a good score. It's a great score.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, I was spoiled in the end.
Oh, I guess the phone,
I was really looked after.
I guess that sort of knocks everything else out.
Yeah, whereas yours, I mean, was that even your beer?
I bought that.
You did buy that? Yeah. Okay. That must have taken up most of your budget.
do you know what my issue is? Is you didn't know the premise of the video.
Yeah.
As my party went on, you were like, yeah, this is a Max party. Even if I had £1,000, that's probably...
I wouldn't have been surprised if you said, yeah, Max also had a grand to spend.
Gave 800 to Magic Ian.
Magic Ian, he was terrific. Of all the people that you've introduced us to, Max, Magic Ian is up there. I had to cut down Magic Ian a lot because, again, it was hostile. He just wouldn't leave for a while. Maybe he'll come on the podcast one day.
just kept coming back begging for money.
He said, hey, that was weird because, like, you know, the character was so real. Like, he didn't want to look at me. It's like he clearly had issues.
Mm. Yeah.
And when I accidentally called Pup-Pup Magic Ian, no, I'm Pup-Pup. Do you know my name, Pup-Pup?
It's just that he went, fuck.
Sorry, character.
That was good. It was good.
I was in the bug the whole time. I didn't even know he came.
And then we had the Lidl Christmas advert,
yep.
Following on from Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
People angry at a black family celebrating Christmas. We did Lidl, which is a take on Lidl.
No! That's amazing.
Yeah,
would
man.
You have done it if you'd known that?
No.
I only told Max it was a sketch at the end. I said, it's satire. What? Finally, we're speaking the good word.
Should have told me, I would have acted.
Surprisingly, very few racists commented on it. Still some that are
there
like,
were a couple. There's a few, but it's some of them are so weird.
Yeah.
My favourite one is there's somebody that's like, oh, you can't take the piss out of Muslims or immigrants coming into the country without being called a racist or or one of the isms. But their name is Eva Braun, Hitler's girlfriend, which is, if you don't want to be called a racist,
Just a troll, aren't they? I think
you got to think if she faked her own death with Hitler, if this is how she's come out, she's that riled by this,
and they're banning Christmas. I shop at Lidl.
It's Lidl's no. German.
Oh, they come over here, building their shops,
peddling their wares.
You okay?
Yeah, it's funny bone.
Oh.
Boo.
Ooh.
At least you're bringing something funny to the table.
Hey! All I got that is Tom claps or Andy. He's scrunching something up. Maradona died yesterday.
Yep.
But before that, Heavy D from Storage Wars died.
Oh, really?
You may not know who it was.
No,
he was on the show Storage Wars, also on Arsenal Fan TV. So he died in the morning, and then in the afternoon, it was announced that Maradona's died.
Wow.
Obviously a big shock because they're both quite young. Well, one was 40, old one was 60. I was just thinking about, you know, obviously it's sad.
Yeah.
But Heavy D was going to get some really good news coverage up until Maradona died.
Yeah.
And there's very few people bigger than Maradona worldwide.
Do you reckon that's why Maradona did it?
No. I don't think he's spitefully...
I'm going to hold out for so long until that.
I was going to live for another 20 years.
It's my time.
I'd say with Maradona, when you watch how he played, you sort of have to do it like, so how good he was in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, I reckon it's like, $1 in the 1920s. It's worth a lot more now.
Yeah.
Because the way they played football back then, people would just kick the shit out of you. It's still
how brave
it had
to be just to go and play like that, knowing how much you're going to get
walloped. Yeah.
Snapped.
As somebody that doesn't know a lot about football, it's like when I hear about people like George Best.
Yeah.
And it's like you see them drinking, smoking, doing all this stuff, and then apparently playing amazing football.
I think a lot of that was after football.
I think I remember, I don't remember it, but the...
Neither does George.
The 1966 team, I don't know if it was during that year or in and around that time, they did an advert on like BBC or something.
Yeah.
For go to the pub on a Sunday. And like Bobby Moore comes into the pub and then someone lights his cigarette, I think, and then they go to the dartboard.
Different game.
Order a pint. So
did an advert on the BBC.
Ooh.
Famously, no adverts on the BBC. Public.
Stephen Lyser's come early.
Ronaldo then. Different time.
Yeah, mad though. Yeah.
It was a different time.
It was a different
time. We can't deny him that.
You can say that about everything. Made breakfast this morning, different time.
Wouldn't be funny though.
It would. Joe laughed.
I think Joe was on his laugh.
So far away, that was a delay from what I said before.
Now he's laughing at yours. Yeah. We're coming up to a
couple of minutes. Boo!
It's at the worst time.
R.I.P. Heavy D. So we've got the end of lockdown. By the time this goes out, lockdown will have ended, but Manchester's still pretty much the same. Football fans up to like 2000 can start going to the game.
just Manchester United and City can't have fans.
It only makes a difference for one team. Manchester City, that is. Have that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're lockdown. Yeah. Black Friday this Friday. Are you gonna buy anything?
I was thinking of getting some AirPods.
Why don't you wait till Christmas?
I'm not normally.
I'm not getting you AirPods.
Why don't you wait for your 60th birthday? Have we get a nice pair then?
Why are you waiting a week? I miss Dave.
Yeah, I'm not normally asked about Black Friday, that kind of thing, but went for a jog last night.
Yeah?
Got my running arm caught in my headphones and ripped them out.
Oh, I hate that. That angers me so much when...
Yeah.
Because I used to walk around the kitchen with my headphones in and I had these little novelty handles with a fork and knife on and it'd get caught in a...
Oh, yeah.
Caught in that and yanked out.
Yeah.
And I'd look around like, who the fuck did that?
Like everything in terms of handles and drawer handles in our house.
Yeah.
That is at the height of my pockets.
Yeah.
So I'm forever getting just caught on drawers and caught on
Chaos. Set up a GoPro and you're getting 250 off you've been framed a lot.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I've just got a story about you've been framed, but I'll save it for Christmas.
What's coming at Christmas? Wait for Christmas. Save it for Christmas.
Christmas podcast.
Oh, we're doing a Christmas podcast.
You're the one who said, wait, didn't I say, you wait till Christmas for AirPods?
You said that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's what I'd do.
All right, I'm not going to be getting any Christmas presents.
You are?
You might do.
What about Devin, your partner?
We don't really do Christmas.
Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah, do you know what? It's, I think, you know, due to the nature of this job.
Non-stop.
No, because so I used to work at a bar, so yeah. Christmas and New Year's.
I thought you'd be working.
You know, just be working for me, you know.
Max, you will be serving me drinks.
Exactly, yeah. I was going to say, it's going to be even worse this year.
Chris catching up with some admin.
Yeah, so Christmas, you're going to relax?
Yeah.
Might have kick a bath. Back, yeah? Yeah.
I don't have baths.
You know what? I love a bath.
Yeah.
Last few years, you know, you're normally kind of on your own at Christmas, aren't you?
Mm.
Have you spent Christmas with anyone at all?
No, I don't think so. Not like a, yeah, I did last year.
Okay.
Played Risk all day.
Oh.
8-hour game of Risk.
But if you had fun, pass the time.
No, you would, I've got a hemorrhoid from sitting down all day.
Merry Christmas.
When you got that cyst.
I was watching Fargo. Great show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just before the tour. Anyway,
yeah, you never had to miss that.
I do. You know, it was so bad because I kept looking up people that had this thing.
Yeah.
Like you go on, you know,
WebMD.
And you type in, it's a pylonynal sinus infection. You type it in and you're like, what's the worst that could happen? It's like, oh, I've had my arse sewn up and I've had a I've had a catheter put in there and all this. I'm just watching it like, imagine me on tour with a fucking catheter bag in my arse sewn up.
To be fair, if anyone could get away with that as part of their character.
I'll end up tripping and ripping the stitches somewhere.
Tripping and ripping.
Yeah, that's
a
good.
Pretty good, yeah.
I'm just tripping and ripping.
Good night, Belfast.
Just trip over and shit just all over the stage.
Anyway, on to today's topic, which is fashion.
Ooh.
Got a passion for fashion.
Nice.
Talking of our style, do you consider yourself a stylish guy, Max?
In my head.
Yeah.
Like, physically, like, what I wear, definitely not. But in my head.
Why in your head?
Well, because I know what I'd want to wear, but as a bigger boy, it's I can't.
What do you want to wear?
It's just Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. What would they be? Would they be black and grey? Just surfers.
I just wear this just because it's easy.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you've got people that are like, oh, I'd want to wear brands and stuff and all that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Fair
you
enough.
Know, for the videos.
Or just a change of clothes.
Right, so here's the thing that it doesn't annoy me. I don't, you know... But it's what I read a lot.
Yeah.
It's people going, oh, that jumper must stink. So I do have a washing machine.
It does.
Also, read a fucking book, mate, you know. It doesn't smell. But no. Max smells nice.
Yeah, fuck you guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a 3-hour washing machine.
Have you? Yeah.
Wow. By those little ball things.
Yeah? Is your washing machine fixed?
Yeah, I think so. It took a while to get rid of that smell.
What smell?
I think there was something blocking the pipe that pumped the water out, and so a lot of it was kind of coming back in, and so it would just get swilled around in the wash, and it was putrid.
Yeah.
That smell never happened when I lived with you, did it?
No, but we did have the same thing where water was getting, if you remember.
It leaked, yeah.
We had to do a man job.
It was a bib was caught in it. A bit of a bib was caught in the pipe. Anyway, Tom, are you fashionable?
Maybe. What do you think?
You can be. You also go for these tracksuits and tops, which is more comfortable. But when you dress up, what do you wear? You go for shirts.
Yeah.
I like boots as opposed to trainers. Big fan of boots. So kind of pair of brown boots. Pretty. I don't go for wild colours. Pretty earthy in what I wear.
Nice.
I get a lot of my stuff in charity shops. Like you, don't want to spend money.
Yeah.
Spend some money on clothes.
Well, of course, yeah.
What's been the most expensive item of clothing you've purchased then?
I did get a pair of Doc Martens.
Oh, yeah. How much do they cost?
130 quid. But then only one survived me moving house.
Football just boots. Chugging beers as he was moving out.
Football boots I've spent 100 odd quid on twice.
Crikey.
Three times. Yeah.
Were they like a special pair or just like a regular?
It's top of the range at the time.
Yeah. And did it make a difference to your game? But you've got to test that three times, haven't you? What about you, Max? Most expensive?
I was still back at school. I did a job and I had about 80 quid to my name. I was like, okay. I'm going to buy some comfy threads. So I go to this. There's a street in Portsmouth, Albert Street. It's like, it's sort of northern quarter-esque,
yeah.
But it's got like shops like vintage clothing and things like that. There was a tailor there, and I went in because they had this hat outside.
And you lost, sir.
No, it was quite trendy back then. Yeah, real trendy. I went in and I was like, excuse me, sir, I've got £80 for my name. What can I buy?
How many Hawaiian shirts?
Don't tell him how much you're working with to begin with.
No, he turned around, he went, for you, sir. And he
scratches the price off this hat.
He made me a turtleneck jumper.
Is that what you wore to uni?
No. That was
did have a jumper there, though.
You did
have
a turtleneck.
Black one.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah. Well, turtleneck. And that was before they became fashionable.
No, they were fashionable, then they weren't.
And that's when you go for it.
Yeah, the price plummeted. So you swooped in with all your money.
And that was 80.
No, it's a bit. It's because it was tailored. So
yeah,
and then I put on loads of fucking weight,
just so you could take it back.
It doesn't fit, mate. It's like, oh man, it's like that coat I've got.
Yeah. The one,
wear it all the time. I got that when I was 15. My mum said, "You'll grow into that."
Still,
which I did after I gained about 15 stone.
But it was worth it though for that coat, and that's only 13 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. A few years back when you were staying at mine, you put all your clothes in the wash. So I lent you my brother's Nigerian shirt.
Yeah.
I do like that top.
Proper green.
And again, Nigerian football tops have got really popular since that.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm starting to think, is Max Smith setting the trend here?
There wasn't even a Nigerian football football. I was going to say company. Team.
I just bought the Liverpool Football Company. I never knew what the C stood for in LFC.
Come on, mate. You're ready to make a football pun.
Come on, Nigerian Federation Company.
It's been handed to you on a player.
Club. Yeah.
My most expensive is my coat over there, the North Face coat, which I splurged on. The stains come out. Yeah.
The value's gone up.
Yeah. But I was going to New York.
Yeah.
In December, I thought it was going to be freezing.
Yeah.
So I got this coat, and of course, delivery was delayed, and it came the day I was setting off. So I got on the plane.
Right.
And then when I got landed, checked my email. Of course, it's been delivered. So
the parcel van just driving really fast.
Parcel woman.
Van.
Yeah. Parcel van.
Parcel van. Or woman. Parcel van or woman.
Parcel van of parcel company.
Yeah, I was fuming.
Yeah.
Well,
you would be.
Got over it. You know, I was in New York. I'm not that ungrateful. What I didn't like in New York was when I got there, the guy went, "Oh, really cool hat." And I was like, "Cheers, mate." And then he wanted money, basically. Happened in Madrid as well. It was a Real Madrid match we were there for, and there's two guys dressed up as like wacky cartoon characters, you know, in the sort of like Disneyland sort
of.
They came over going like that for a picture, naturally, being the celeb I am, I thought, being spotted. They then took the picture, and then were like, "Now you pay money." They were getting really angry that we owed them money because they thought they were a big deal. and get a picture with them.
Oh, right, okay.
Hopefully I was with Lawrence McKenna and Adam Boltwood. And if you know them, they're not meant to be messed with.
Exactly.
Just going, fuck off. They took the rid out of Real Madrid. Real mad.
How much was the coat, by the way?
£250
Okay.
Couldn't get a discount code. I tried. But I think of it, I don't mind spending a bit more because when you work out how, if you wear it every day, every time you wear it, if you have to pay 50p, it sort of works out in my head. That's how I rationalise these payments.
Yeah, so I just write it off
as a tax thing. Yeah, I have to work for a video.
There was a pair of boots I kept buying.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to buy leather. So they were vegan, but they were kind of cheap.
Hmm.
30 quid I was spending on them, but I worked out I was spending 30 quid four times a year because they just fall apart. So, yeah.
This
smart
is
smart with your money.
Thank you, Martin Lewis. Great reference there. Good friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
He cancelled last minute, so couldn't even get David. One of the phases I went through was I used to wear a lot of football kits.
Mm.
Of course, I wore one to a disco.
Yep. Full kit.
Backfired. Full kit, sweatpants. Didn't wear shin pads or the socks.
Goalie gloves.
Yeah.
Grass stone knees.
Yeah. We're at the end of the night, if you know what I mean.
I spoke over your joke, say it again.
So, no, it's fine, it's fine.
It's good.
It's a year six, giving a blowjob, Max.
Yeah.
It's okay to speak over that.
Is it?
Yeah, I used to wear Astro trainers a lot out and about. Do you know what they are? Like football boots, but not metal studs, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I used to wear those with jeans.
Yeah.
If you go to a disco, where's my Turtle 90s? Where's my Predators? As in the shoes.
Yeah. He's getting a blowjob from the year six.
Well, actually, I went through a polo shirt phase when I did stand-up.
Nice.
I looked smartish. Ralph Lauren ones.
Ooh.
Doesn't really make you go, he's funny. So that backfires.
Oh, no, you had the sort of content to make it work.
Yeah. I was posh. Guess that works. But then recently it's been NFL jumpers.
Yeah.
A lot of those, don't really wear them. Just wear the same few. What phases did you go through, Max? Ever have a hipster phase?
Like I'd have like the standard stuff I'd wear.
Yeah?
Because we didn't have a lot of money growing up.
Yeah.
So it was like, if you're going out, you've got clothes to go out in.
Okay.
Like as a kid. You know, you've got your play clothes, if you will. That would be like tracksuit bottoms and stuff.
Nice.
And then at home, it was like jeans and things, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Tailored turtlenecks.
Yeah, that's it.
Time to play out.
I got to like year seven and all that. I had loads of trousers.
Yeah. Didn't have any tops.
No tops, maybe. So whenever I'd go out, I'd just wear them.
Yeah.
So then I started wearing shirts and trousers and...
Yeah,
you know, I was quite smart.
Well, you were quite stylish when you started uni.
Yeah,
you were. That's you know, what made me think you were.
As the weight started coming on, it's just like finding fat clothes. You go to Giacomo and it's like, oh, a pair of jeans is £80.
You could either buy, you know, £80 worth of jeans or, God, what, 320 pork pies for that money?
Yeah,
40 garage pieces.
Yeah. A lot of masks going around here. Or a big barrel.
Or if you're in Jacko, a lot of masks going around here.
Hey!
What time for that?
But yeah, Giacomo was, you know, it's for bigger boys, sure, but...
Yeah.
Bigger boys with a bigger wallet.
Ooh.
not this boy.
Not this big boy.
Big pants, small wallet.
Yeah. like trousers. I like wearing trousers.
There's an exclusive on the podcast there.
If you see me about, you'll often see me in trousers.
Maybe.
You've got good legs, though. In the summer, I think the shorts could come out to play. Tom, any phases you went through?
I don't know, really. I used to wear more branded stuff. There was a time when I'd buy more, I was more asked about brands.
Yeah.
And I'd buy t-shirts that had like a lot going on. Like, you know, kind of a square of like a city view or something, or just big writing. And like, I look back and it's awful.
They were popular at the time. Like there was one, I don't know if you remember it, there was one with, I think it was Rihanna on the front.
Yeah.
River Island, Primark, something like that. They used to sell those everywhere. Never for me. But
I may have had that shirt.
Yeah.
Or something similar.
Yeah.
No, do you know, it was something similar, but it was a female.
Yeah.
Like, kind of squatting with a guitar kind of thing.
Like, oh, yeah.
I remember
it
that,
was.
Yeah.
You borrowed it, but you never wore it, did you?
I splurged on it, mate.
Yeah, and it with chinos.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
but chinos, I bought one pair and I was like, this isn't for me.
I never got into chinos.
No.
It's my big thighs.
Hey!
Oh, God. Ryan Locke, friend of the podcast, he had maroon colored chinos. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Burgundy chinos. Burgundy chinos.
Yeah. The elf outfit was a nice upgrade for him that day. Genuinely.
Yeah.
Did you ever forget your own outfit on clothes day at school? Ever come in your uniform? Or from when Miss Marple bent over?
No, I never forgot.
Oh.
Did you?
Well, I did, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
So it was year six, and my mum always used to get me to school. Like, if it was, you had to be there for 10 to 9, we'd pull up outside the gate at like 8:48.
Pull up.
That's it. So I got there, and as we were going down the road, I just sort of started seeing people in their own clothes. And I was like, oh, God. No. And then you suddenly have the memory of the day before, the teacher reminding you. Oh, no. And she's like, it's too late. I've got to get to work.
That's tough in year six.
Yeah. This is it. So I got out and I was like, oh, I've got to go in now. Thankfully, the one blessing was we're rehearsing for our year six assembly.
Okay.
So it was that for the whole day. So people were in their sort of costumes in and out of that. And I'd also forgot to take my PE kit home the day before. And a sweet pair of tracky bottoms and a stinky top. So I chucked them on. But at every school I've been to, which is only two, you have to sort of pay to wear your own clothes.
Yeah.
To make a donation.
A quid.
It's like a charity event, wasn't it, really?
I was going to say, a few times in high school, I deliberately didn't go in because we used to do them regularly.
Don't have any money. This one, you had to bring in some food or something.
Oh.
So anyway, basically I forgot. Then a couple of weeks later, the teacher was saying, you haven't brought in the foods that you need to bring in. I was like, well, I forgot my own clothes.
Yeah.
And he kept saying it. I think my mum called up and was like, no, he's not going to do that because he didn't even do it. And I think my dad brought a chocolate bar, like a big one.
Yeah.
And the teacher then said, which I've said before, I'm glad you didn't bring it in because I wouldn't trust you with it, and patted his belly. Again, I really hope Mr. Martin's dead.
That's awful.
Jesus, that is awful. Man. And he was year six.
That's insane.
Did you ever, kind of infant school, early school, early primary, forget your PE kit and have to do PE in your underpants?
I thought that was a myth when people would say that.
Nope.
You did that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No. Yeah, Cheadle Catholic. Fucking Cheadle fucking Catholic. Yeah, the priest used to do PE.
No,
it wasn't. The priest didn't run PE.
Now, in your planner, it says football, but we're going to be doing the splits today.
I mean, I'm talking like kind of when you're 4 or 5.
That's worse.
And it was just...
Drop down and give me 20, boy.
Just do squats this
week. Yeah, I mean... No, you weren't just wearing your underpants. I mean, I'm thinking they'd have like spare...
Thigh high boots as well.
Or whatever. There'd be spare stuff. Do you know what? I can't remember.
Can you get mask on?
I can't remember. It's like it did happen. It happened to me.
That's horrible.
And it happened to other people. I just remember in the little kind of assembly hall just running around in my underpants.
That cannot happen anymore,
no,
surely.
No, definitely not.
Well, it was more, I don't know if it was because the trap, I don't know. I don't know why. I need to look into it.
That's horrific. You need to look into it. Kids in their underpants.
That's awful.
That really can't happen anymore.
What we had was a box of just disgusting clothes.
Even the bibs we got stank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's like, just use a fucking washing machine.
Fucking awful.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, these shorts that you have to wear if you forgot your shorts.
Yeah.
And they've been there for like, X amount of years. Guaranteed never washed.
Yeah.
But in your underpants. That's insane.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but like I say, it doesn't make it any better. It wasn't just me. I have a memory.
It was all of us.
I have a memory, but I am wearing like a t-shirt, but I'm thinking, if I got my t-shirt, why haven't I got my shorts? What's happened here? Yeah, that is bad, isn't it?
That's
really
awful.
Yeah.
That is bad.
Anyway, are you bad at getting rid of clothes?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah? I'm bad.
At my job, I'm right near a big cancer research charity shop.
Yeah.
Which is like just insane. Everything's £2. They get like that designer stuff in there. Really, I got some new Predators for £2. Just the day after,
they're at my school asking me to wear my pants.
The day after my football boots fell apart, I found some Predators my size, £2. It's great.
When I moved house into the flat, that seems to be the only time, like if I have to move somewhere, that I actually go through my clothes.
Yeah.
The year six polo shirt I have, which is signed by a bunch of nobody's looking back. Yeah, they've all won there. I've got that. I've got just things that I'll never wear. I've got it again now. Like I said, the NFL tops, a lot of those, I don't wear. I just need to do something with them. I want to do something better than just take it to a charity shop that might just sell them on.
What could you do that's better? Auction them off?
If we could sell them and give them money to charity, that would be good.
Yeah.
Got a pink Adidas jacket that I've worn once, just to go, that looks terrible, and take it off.
Yeah.
Sell that.
I wonder what I'd make more in a bidding war between, you know, someone want like, you know, something expensive of yours and that jumper.
Wow.
Between Stephen Trice fans.
Washed.
Definitely one of yours.
No, I really? Think that's it's famous.
I think the jumper's more famous. I think the jumper would go for
it's like a, it's like Homer Simpson's white T-shirt.
What's the oldest piece of clothing you've got?
Probably the year six top. Okay. But yeah.
I went to Thailand when I was 10.
Yeah.
For a birthday.
Oh, aye.
For my birthday.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got my PE shorts.
I've got my shorts.
And I went to a Thai kickboxing event, which is insane. It's
crazy. You're going to earn this flight back, son.
Now, anything that comes through this glory, I'll just... Anyway.
It's a different way. I was on about a fight, Max.
Yeah, that's so was I.
You were punching the fight.
Yeah. Whole of glory. It's a Thailand thing.
Look at this wonderful fight night. We're not stopping here.
I bought I didn't buy it myself. My parents did. Bought me a lovely pair of Thai kickboxing shorts, which I've still got to this day.
Could you bring them? Because I'd love to see that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you a fan of clothes shopping?
No.
No.
I've got to say, one of the most infuriating things is trying on jeans.
Yeah,
I can imagine. So hot and bothered.
Yeah. And it's so hit and miss as
that's
well.
It.
Like, kind of, you just can't tell how the pair of jeans are gonna fit.
Yeah.
Like with tops, I can normally get a good feel for it, you know. Whereas, jeans, nightmare.
This is it.
I'm with you on that one.
And I used to go for really skinny jeans, and you just get trapped in them, and you get so worked up. At least I would.
I've never tried on a pair of skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Seeing them, I can't even imagine how they'd feel.
People have been hospitalised.
Yeah.
Really?
It causes nerve damage.
And your balls,
blocks
yeah.
off the circulation.
Not is good. It worth it? Maybe you could put on your Thai boxing shorts and see. Do any damage?
Stephen, I can't get them off. I'm in a bad way.
I feel like a 10-year-old boy again.
Do you have any brands that you favour? Or that you hate? Because I used to hate Hollister because of how dark the shop was.
I've tried Hollister stuff on and I've just had a sagginess here where big pecs are supposed to
go. You in the wrong
go.
Section? Oh, right.
Like it was a tight-fitting jumper, but it was like proper muscle fit. Jacket.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But like to the extent that it was actually sagging because I wasn't, you know, built for
it. Body shaming with the clothes. Think on, Hollister. Think on.
Really don't like super dry.
I used to have a coat and then after a while you just get fed up with the novelty of six sips.
It's sick of the... It's just... I don't know, it's not... I don't think it's a good-looking brand.
It's a bit Blair, you know?
Sure.
I like... What's it called? Nike Air on my trainers because they make me taller.
Sure.
And also because my dad got me a pair when I was in year six. Maybe he was trying to push me away from the football boots. but yeah, I think maybe it's a Liverpool thing as well. Nike Airs are very popular there.
So what is Nike Air? Sorry.
Stephen put his foot on the table. So these are 97s.
Okay.
Then there's 95s, which is popular with Liverpool.
Right.
And then you've got Air Max 90. You've got Air Max Jordan. That whole world of... There's some real sneakerheads.
Oh, it's
and they're mad into it. I think there's an element of the Emperor's New Clothes with that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and there's you know like brands like Supreme and Off-White. They can do pretty much anything, and they do pretty much anything. But some things, it's like
when we were filming that video and we saw that pair of shoes and we're like, oh, it's £30,000 or something stupid like that.
They were £8,000, which is
oh, was £8,000. Okay,
they were talking about something that wasn't in store.
And then, there's a pair when I was in New York that they tie themselves basically, and they're 30.
I've seen some, maybe it was that.
I think it was 50 grand. Someone, a bloke sold his car. Oh no, he sold them to buy a car or something. I've seen it was stupid. Like,
he's a taxi driver.
Possibly, yeah.
I'm probably getting all these wires crossed, but still.
I think our taxi driver said.
Yeah, was saying about his.
He sold his car for a pair of trainers.
Yeah.
For these self-tying ones, and he said he'll give them to his son as a present.
When I hear about that with shoes, it's insane. I was talking to the guys at Kirsch Kicks, and I was saying, are they at least really comfortable? They're like, no, it just feels like any other shoe.
Yeah. It's just that The worst. What's the point? It's a bit like Pokemon cards in a way, isn't it? You're never going to play with the Pokemon cards.
No, that's true.
They're sort of, they've stopped becoming, you have to think of them as like a collector's item, really.
Yeah, yeah.
What about fashion faux pas? Is there anything that you hate the look of?
Go on, you start.
Weirdly enough, I don't like the look of polo shirts on girls. I don't know what it is. It's a weird one, that. Very weird.
I guess in like films, people that, it's always the sort of the horse riding, I am the queen of the manor sort of people that wear them, you know. I'm this thinking like, you know, like Mean Girls, but like the, is it the plastics?
Yeah.
Not them, I doubt they wear them, but that's sort of like hoity-toity.
I get you. Yeah.
Fuck you, you're beneath
rich
me
kids.
Sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's more their attitude you have a problem with.
I guess, yeah.
It resembles that.
Yeah.
Nails seem to be a nightmare for females. Like she, you know, always wants to get her nails done, but without fail, one will break and it ruins it every time, or one falls off. I don't know.
For like
it
a
just
day.
Seems like after like a day, and it's like,
socks and sandals. Where'd you stand on them?
If it's comfy, go for
it. This is
it.
They've sort of come round.
Yeah, I want to keep these puppies locked up, baby.
Like a Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
Maybe if you did let them breathe once in a while, they wouldn't be.
Now we're going to move on to IMAX, and Joe, whose forehead is just at the corner of this shot. Joe, how's Wingate going?
Yeah, it's going very well, thank you.
Yeah?
How's the reaction been? How's it been received?
People love it.
Yeah?
I can't get enough of it.
Really?
Wow.
It'll be linked down below to check out.
Hi, guys. Welcome to IMAX. A great segment for all the family. So, obviously, last week... should I say 2 weeks ago?
You should.
Yeah, and I will. And I did. IMAX struggled because apparently, you know, a coughing child, which was sadly murdered to save Chris Tarrant, you know, the police weren't happy.
Yeah.
So IMAX was sent to jail for time, hard time. And when he left, he got some fresh fit.
Nothing says hard time like a fortnight.
Yeah.
Did some hard time in Tenerife.
Gitmo. So obviously this is the story of what happened afterwards.
Great. Take it away, Joe.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
IMAX is getting a sweet taste of freedom after spending 20 years to life in jail for the murder of a child on the set of Slumdog Millionaire. Time to get out of these orange duds and find me some comfy new threads. I have 2 decades worth of films to catch up on, and I know just the person to see.
What is it? Who are you? What do you want?
Only me, Edna Mode. IMAX, the incredible film reviewer of the freshest, newest movies. I need some lazy duds for reviewing these hot flicks.
Oh my God, you've gotten fat.
Well, you could say I got a pound of beef during every prison shower.
Come in, come.
Yippee!
You look ghastly.
Really? In this orange jumpsuit, I thought I looked appealing.
This is a hobo suit, darling. You can't be seen in this. I won't allow it.
Cor, blimey, I'm stark bollock naked. What do you think, Edna?
Highly unusual.
I'm a film reviewer, not a model. Now, can you make me a fit for a king?
You push too hard, darling, but I accept.
Oh, that's my shower catchphrase.
2 hours later.
2 mother-in-laws. Do you get it, Edna?
Shh, darling, shh. Well, darling, what do you think?
Oh, it's great. A stripy jumper.
Your sword can stretch as far as you can without injuring yourself and still retain its shape.
Fat shaming. Cool.
Completely bulletproof and machine washable, darling. That's a new feature.
Outrageous. I'm going to go home now and... Stop doing that drumming. Who even are you? Wait, you look familiar. Oh, God. It was your son all those years ago. Oh, no. You're packing heat!
My boy!
Ha! Bulletproof jumper. Any other little secrets?
I cut it a little roomy.
Yeah, I got that, Edna. Loud and clear. It's great content.
Max.
What was that?
Can your New Year's resolution be to, you know, put some effort into IMAX and maybe review an actual film rather than, you know, killing someone each week.
Giving you a slice of life, in a way, of what I have to go through to review these movies.
You think this shit's easy?
You are IMAX, right?
I don't think you get the message. Yeah. And it's not really for this, you know, public domain. Come have a chat, Max.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, 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 what do we have here?
Look at this.
Oh, darling. Oh.
Louis, sit down, please.
Of course, George.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Oh.
Oh, wow. Do not assume, sir.
What brings you here today?
Hello, Thomas. We watched the podcast on a one-off terrible 2 hours, but we saw you and thought, bloody hell, he needs a hand.
You know what? I was in the bath, chilling with me boys, and I saw you, and I had a fashion faux pas in the bathroom.
You look like you don't know who we are.
No.
This is the one and only Louis Vuitton.
Preach it, brother.
Oh, wow.
Yes? And this is the one and only...
George Asda. Now, right here, right now, we've come to save you from the sinking ship that is your shit fashion sense. Oh. All right.
You've come to give me a makeover.
Well, just advice, really. We didn't bring any props.
Okay.
Maybe that would have been better.
Possibly.
Now, look here, Tom, if that's your name. Look at that earring. Bloody Watch hell. Him. You look like Gareth Gates. Great reference.
I'm laughing.
You can't tell under the mask. Louis,
when talk
you look
to me.
When you look at Tom, what word comes to mind?
Pain.
I've never had any issues, never had any complaints.
Here's two complaints.
It's not a wild style.
The fashion police are here to tell you, you're under arrest.
I did not know you were part of the fashion police.
You hired me for this job.
Oh, God.
You said, look at the state of this shit tip. He needs sorting out ASAP. I watched it and I gawped, much like yourself. I thought I was looking in the mirror for a while, except I'm not dressed like a twat.
Okay, well, I accept that you guys are coming from a place of...
talent.
Yeah, well, why don't you talk me through what you've got on today?
You see, what Louis can do there is simply take off their trousers and they are dressed with their legs free.
That's
and
it.
And they look great.
I guess I just don't have the balls to wear something like that.
You don't need balls.
Don't need balls. A woman could do this.
Yep. Anyone could do it. That's very true. Now look at you. What are they on your feet?
These are Vivo.
More like Vive No. The okay. state of that. Get a heel on you, son.
Awful.
Get
webs.
A heel on you.
Okay.
They're boring. You've got no soul.
I hate
quite
them.
Like your trainers. Well, they do have a soul, but not a good soul.
You could be a comedian, you.
Thanks. I'm going to stick to fashion designing, though, because I'm bloody good at it. And look at your pants. They just sort of fall into your feet there. Bore off with that, will you?
That is a massive camel toe as well.
Are you a human or a chameleon? / camel? A chameleon?
I don't know.
So it doesn't work with my accent, but I'm saying camel-alien.
That's great, that.
Tom, you're a person. Let's know about you, all right? When I walk in the room, you blend into the fucking curtain.
What? Yeah, I guess I never thought about it like that before.
You need to shout, Tom Looney's here, and he's loud. Obviously, you know, not too loud, though, because, you know, you're in a room with other people.
Yeah. Rupture an eardrum.
What?
Rupture an eardrum.
Droplets as well.
Yeah.
Louis, if you had one golden bit of advice for young Thomas here, what would it be?
Shave your head.
That's true.
Shave all the hair off your body.
True. Now, obviously...
This is all wigs.
Louis, I don't know if you're seeing what I'm seeing, but there seems to be a creature in the corner.
Little goblin fella.
We've spotted someone that looks like he's come from the barn dance, it seems.
Do you know what I love about this guy is that he's holding pillow over crotch.
That's
which is what they
true.
Say to do if you've got erection.
He's hiding his erection. It's not over Tom. Look at him dressed like a fucking fence panel. Look at him, the tombstone over there. Bloody hell. We can see a checkered shirt in the distance. And it's not doing much for me, is it?
It's like a shit tartan.
Look, Joe. Players wear layers. All right.
Aww.
All I can see is what... Louis, we say that all the time. Don't look surprised.
Do you want to stand up so people can have a point of reference?
Joe, an erection isn't fashion either. Tuck that away, will you?
That's
clothes
awful
that
advice.
Fit aren't it.
I'd That's go what the other way.
That's it. You want to be uncomfortable to be comfortable.
The amount of times I'm in the baby gap going through all the clothing.
If it doesn't make me chafe.
That's it.
What rhymes with chafe? It doesn't go in a basket, basically.
Yeah.
Now,
of course, once you've chafed in it, you probably should buy it.
Well, no, I don't try it on. Never try something on.
No. Right,
okay. Too predictable, really. You run the risk of...
You're on their side now.
Thank you, Joe. Joe's understood the message.
So did I.
Next week, you get addressed to the nines.
Okay.
And then the week after that, addressed to the tens, all right?
Okay, yeah, I'm prepared to take it on board.
Thank you, Tom.
Try some. I'm not going to shave.
Shave your head.
One step at a time.
Just shave a bit of your head.
All the hair off your body.
No, I won't do that.
Hair is a scare. Joe, I think it'd be great if you went for the lackadaisical PE lesson look and just get rid of your trousers, will you? Yeah. Pop a bollock out. Yeah, that was the reference there. Thank you. Anyway, Louis, we've got more people to save from looking like twats.
Bye.
Ta-da. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Smells a bit musty in this room now. What have you been doing, Tom?
Oh, nothing much.
Look a bit sort of dazed.
A couple of gentlemen came in, ripped me a new one.
Yeah? Should we move on to... Tom Looney, Tom Looney, he's Looney, I don't know what the ringtone is or the theme. Fucking ringtone.
I think we just scream Looney at him.
Looney. Oh, we do. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Okay, so this week I've taken a look into the archives.
Yeah.
And found some examples of the most painful fashion trends of all the time. Things through the ages that men and women and children have done for fashion.
Are you saying painful in the sense of, ooh, that's painful, girl?
Painful, dangerous,
never
just,
heard that.
You know, bad for your health.
Really?
Yeah. So, so crinolines. So, if you remember the dresses that used to come out like this, the big...
Billowing.
Yeah, so they're metal steel frames, really heavy. Often women would have to be helped into them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's extremely uncomfortable. Obviously, it makes your surface area so big for some of these very slight women that women have been known to blow off cliffs, be blown into oncoming
what
traffic.
What year are we talking when this
is? So this is 19th century.
Blown off cliffs?
Yeah, 19th century.
Wow.
What's worse is that the steel would rub against the hooped skirts and create sparks. Well, not all the time, but sometimes they were known to catch fire. And obviously because they're so heavy and took so long to get off, women would often burn alive wearing their dress.
Damn, girl, look hot.
Yeah. More?
God, I wish I was born in the 19th century.
Yeah. Corsets. I will skip past corsets. You know corsets
are. I know what a corset is.
Awful.
Too tight.
Mash up your organs.
Yeah.
People still use them today. It's insane.
I remember the Guinness Book of World Records, the woman with the tiniest waist.
Yeah. It's
minuscule, yeah.
It's insane. But like, you know, if you think what you've got, the vital organs you have there and the size of them, that's just...
You
that's
eat a hefty meal. Yeah. Stay in there.
You're dead.
Gone. Foot binding. Have you heard about foot binding? That's
Chinese.
In China, yeah. So you start as like between 4 and 8, that kids would get their foots bound together. So basically the idea was to crush, break, bend the bones so that they can fit into these like 4 centimeter shoes. It's insane.
What's the point?
It's fashionable. It seemed
it's attractive.
Yeah.
Women with small feet. So like, so they'd usually have this big bit of heel and then the actual bit of the foot that is below that fits into the shoe. And yeah, but some women in that, you know, by the time they get to adulthood, just can't walk.
Bloody hell. Yeah. Hamsters have small feet. I wouldn't fuck them again.
It was outlawed, but I think it still kind of goes on. You know, it's
very strange.
Pretty awful.
Underground football.
What have we got here? Eating chalk. People did that for a while back in the
day. Fashion.
18th, 19th century, because that was...
Really white teeth.
That was meant to... The idea, well, the belief was that it would make your skin paler, and it was cause I think back in Tudor times they used to like mix like egg whites and stuff and create
being like, pale was like the thing.
It was like yellow teeth and white skin. Mm. That's what they wanted. But the opposite of Essex.
That would have been great back then.
It didn't work. People did get paler, but that was because they got sick from ingesting chalk.
It's working.
The tapeworm diet.
This
is a 20th century diet. Women use it. So each pill would contain one tapeworm egg, and it would hatch in the stomach and feed off. You know,
so it'd eat what you were consuming.
Exactly, but
surely you'd be hungry though.
Yeah. So I imagine some gets through one tapeworm and they can't reproduce unless you eat
Two tablets. But yeah, you people got intestinal blockages, formation of cysts in their liver, eyes, brain, spinal cord. They were some of the things that can happen. Arsenic was used as a dye around early 19th century in to dye things green. So wallpaper, curtains, but in particular dresses, it was very popular. I think they just invented gaslight instead of gone from lamps. So it was a bold dress. But obviously arsenic kills you. So people people were breaking out in blisters, and the women in the factories were dying and were complaining of their eyes. Their eyes were turning green. They said they could only see green. They were vomiting green and would have all of a sudden massive organ failure.
It makes you question the song Pretty Green Eyes, doesn't it?
Yeah. But what's worse is that people used to keep arsenic in the house to kill rats and stuff. So they knew it was poisonous, but they thought, I'll be all right as long as I don't lick the fabric.
Yeah.
It didn't work. This is a good one. Lard for styling wigs. Back when wigs were all the rage.
Yeah, man. Still are on the Stephen Charles. Yes.
Yes. So people would use lard and hot tongs to curl them.
Yeah.
But it was set so bad, they'd go days without washing them, and it would be like ripe for lice and would attract like mice and all sorts of vermin. So women used to sleep wearing cages around their heads to stop the mice from attacking their lardy wigs.
Fucking hell. Should we move on to Put It to the Max?
Yeah, some good stuff there.
Lovely Tom Looney there.
Woo!
Yes. The things you do for fashion.
Yeah. Hi, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I've seen everyone, along with the Carl Pilkington podcast. It's usually what I end up falling asleep to, not dig. I'm just emailing to say that around a year ago, me and my best friend actually met Stephen and Tom in the Arndale in Manchester during the first week of Freshers. Whenever I've met people I'm a fan of or respect, I often find it daunting and nerve-inducing. I'm wondering whether this is the same on the other end, and that meeting fans is in any way intimidating for anyone on the podcast. Thank you for hopefully choosing my question, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and may IMAX continue and be the world's most important source of information for the freshest, newest movies.
They wrote this before this week.
Yeah. P.S. We would love to also get a picture with Tom. Best wishes, Luke. And there's the picture of Luke in the Arndale outside. H. Samuel, the jeweller's there.
Great advert for them. So they're asking, is it intimidating for you, or nerve-wracking, or did you get any sort of angst?
So there is a profile to a Stephen Tries fan, kind of, you know, young male, you know, teenage and stuff. So I kind of, you can kind of tell when you kind of
teenage males
tell when you've been spotted quite early on before they've even approached you. So I don't mind getting pictures. It is weird. I'm not inundated with it.
My only issue is when it's, you can see them taking pictures of you.
I hate that.
But it's like, you know, it's so, they're just doing that. No one looks at their phone that way.
Yeah.
There was one time I was waiting for the tram, and there was this massive issue because we got there.
I hadn't paid.
Got there, tried to pay on this machine. The machine was broken. So go to another machine. There's a woman there with her son, and she's took 10 minutes to buy a ticket.
Oh.
So I'm stood there fuming. Yeah. And then I look around on the other side of the track, and there's a kid there with his parents, and he's just filming me. And I'm there like just seething. Yeah. I'm sort of like, you fucking idiot, you know, and all this sort of stuff. And he's just there like going,
oh, I hate it.
Mugging me off.
A couple of weeks ago, and there's a lad just stood there like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we look at him. Yeah. He just sort of goes like that as if he's not filming. It's so obvious. And I've said it like a lot of times. If you want a picture, just ask. Like, we're not going to go, no.
Yeah, exactly.
But in terms of, you know, how we act with people. Well, let's be perfect to role play.
Okay.
Who wants to be themselves?
I'll play myself.
Okay. And we'll be fans.
Fans, yeah.
Okay. Hey, mate. You on the videos?
Oh, say it, bruv.
You're on YouTube?
Yeah. I am.
Fucking thick.
Stephen Tries.
Thick.
You're Stephen Tries?
Is that the one you mean? No, I'm not Stephen Tries.
It is look weirder in the middle.
Fucking sick, this man.
I'm on the podcast with Stephen.
Fucking wicked, man.
I know the channel on that.
Yeah, the podcast is probably the least significant thing I've
Fucking savage. Fucking.
It's your 30th birthday of the day, wasn't it?
Fucking. Yeah, it was.
Right on,
yes, Munchie.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Yeah, fucking thick, man. Fucking weird to hear about this down at
you. You're right, man.
Yeah, just fucking so fucking excited. Came here to get some fucking webs for my feet, man.
Didn't want it to be monetized.
You know what? This sick bruv here. Sick bruv.
Can I get a picture with you, bro?
Yeah, sure, mate. No problem.
Listen to him, man.
Cheers, man.
Should we do that now?
Where's your bro here?
Straight savage, bro.
I'm a joker too, man. I watched the videos and I got inspired.
Yeah?
You check out my channel. Why are you shaking
your... I'll check it out. Yeah.
You shook your head as soon as he asked.
No, no, I'm just busy. I work a lot.
Disgraceful, mate.
Yeah, well, you just sort of sat on the bench in the Arndale. Is that your job, is it? Your security, are you? Undercover security in the Arndale?
No, 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 mate, no.
Full of shit, you. Never liked you. You're a wanker on the podcast, too. Fucking Tom Looney.
Yeah, I get this.
Preferred IMAX, mate.
IMAX is number one. He's so fit as well.
What?
Can you tell me where the Taco Bell is?
So there you go, guys. That
what
is.
Happens. It's weird. It's weird. It's like, you know.
That isn't.
That has happened to me.
Me and Max weren't playing generalised viewers. We were just two in particular.
Really? Could be anyone.
So that's how you behave, Tom.
Yeah, that's how I behave.
Think on, mate.
I've met viewers. I've met fans who've come up to me and said, you know, they're massive fans of the channel.
Sure.
They've taken a picture with me.
Sure.
They've met you. They've taken a picture with you. Do it with Tom. They get nothing, man.
Yeah. Tom just sort of pushes them
away. I smile loads.
Tom used to do the 2 meter rule before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So put a mask on. You're fucking ugly.
People were coming up during the height of it. Like, can I get a picture, man?
I felt bad.
Yeah. Like a social distance, not asked, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
One lad went to me, should have put a mask on. I went, I would with your face. So it was great fun.
Just a young lad with his parents, wasn't
it? No, he's with his boys. But I like that, people that can have a joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, the final question is a would you rather.
Final question.
Would you rather have an erection every time you give a hug or fart loudly every time you give a handshake?
Handshakes are more business orientated. So if I was to be a businessman one day, could happen.
Yeah.
And I'm there and I'm Alan Sugar, he's going to give me millions of pounds for my new invention or whatever. Shake his hand and a fart.
It's a loud fart, is it? It's not a silent.
Fart loudly.
Fart loudly, right, okay then.
I could see the handshake being worse than like business stuff.
I'd love that to happen to you.
But if it was like hugging your family members.
The person I hug the most is girlfriend and family.
Yeah.
It's just too dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you not just kind of, I mean, then you probably modify your underwear so that it's just constantly kind of tucked in and it was never going to be coming out at an angle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to adapt. The thing is the fart thing, you know, you could just cough loudly, but.
Yeah,
or you could.
Know, I mean, if you're having to shake hands with five people all at once.
If you could work out instead of going like that.
Yeah.
If you you had your hand open and you sort of clasped hands together, is that a handshake?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
High fives don't.
But do you know what? I'd say with this whole coronavirus thing, maybe you could just do the arm, elbow tap.
Yeah. So should we role play this?
Yeah.
We're going with the. We'll go with the erection hug. Okay. You two. You two be people that give each other hugs. I'll just be passing by.
Hello, love.
Yeah, mate.
Bring it in. Oh. Nice.
Sorry, I couldn't help but notice. Got a massive erection.
Yeah.
No!
To deal with that. If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, this is from earlier. Don't worry about it.
Well, it wasn't because when you walked over, I spotted you. Flat as anything.
No, you must be mistaken. I took some pills.
Didn't see that happen.
Yeah, definitely happened.
Why do you have an erection?
Why not? You know.
Why not? So, because
this is a good friend of mine.
I do want to stop you there. This is a parents' evening,
and that's your child.
I've just gone to pick my son up, and you said you were watching it beforehand, and it was flat as a bone.
Yeah, but you said hi, love.
That's weird. To my boy. Yeah, love.
Sorry, I'm a teacher here, and I've never seen you pick up this child before.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I was going for the fart loudly.
Yeah. It's amazing how fast that can kind of get away from you.
Yeah.
I think you're in control of the situation before you know it, you've lost your job.
Because I think I give more hugs than handshakes. I just fist bump people. Mm-hmm. Maybe I throw up if I do that.
You didn't notice the erection in that scenario. So
Max did.
So, you know, it was a passerby that kind of dobbed me in there. So, you know, I guess it's just kind of be careful who's watching when you do hug people. Obviously,
I guess when you hug people, do you have your groin up to them?
Yeah,
if you do it properly,
Do you touch groins? Properly.
You're supposed to, aren't you? You're supposed to go, see you later, and then you rub your crotch.
I guess it depends on
your
penises
thigh.
As well. I mean, you've said, you know,
famously
minute.
Wouldn't
really make a difference.
Wouldn't, no.
No?
Not really.
But you still went for the fart.
I just need a fart more. I am backed up, baby.
There we have it.
Yeah.
That is the fashion podcast.
Really
that,
good.
If that doesn't take fashion, I don't know what does.
We did talk about fashion, didn't we?
We did. We did, a good time. Thank you very much for watching the fashion podcast featuring Tom Looney. Max Smith.
I'm back. Cheers, guys.
And Stephen Joe McGrath. And me.
Stephen tries.
One time I fucking back announce myself, that happens.
Stephen tries.
Cheers, Joe. Anyway, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.